It's The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for curious cooks and eaters. I'm Melissa Clark, in for Lynn and Francis. Hi, thanks so much for joining us. I'm Melissa Clark. I write a recipe column for the New York Times. I live in Brooklyn with my husband and 8-year-old daughter, and I've written a whole bunch of cookbooks. And I've been a guest on the show many times. Lynn and Francis are away this week, so they're letting me step in, and I'm so happy to be here. Our first guest is Magnus Nilsson. Before he took over the kitchens at the now legendary Favaken restaurant in Sweden, he was a line cook, and then he was a sommelier. And he's recently also become a writer and a photographer, publishing a tome of a book that goes deep into the traditions of the different Nordic countries. You know, here in America, we tend to mash together all the Nordic cuisines into one giant smorgasbord. But if you think about it, that would be like lumping all of the different cuisines of Europe into just one ball. So Magnus wanted to set the record straight. It took him 3 years to write and photograph the book, which chronicles everything from fermented shark to rosehip soup. Magnus, it's so nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Magnus, this book that you've written, it's enormous. It's basically like the joy of cooking of the Nordic world. What made you take it on?
At first, I didn't want to take that on at all. I was kind of offended when I was asked by Faden, the publisher, to do it, because I thought it was a bit rude, you know, to just lump all of these very varied and different food cultures together in one and labeling them as Nordic cooking.
Yes.
But I kind of, you know, as I kind of went back and forth with them, I also realized that that was actually the reason why the book has merit, you know, that most people don't know what the difference is between cooking in one country, in Nordics, and another.
Right. So were you highlighting the differences as much as bringing all the cuisines together?
To me, like, this whole project has been completely documentary, and I tried to remove myself as much as possible from, you know, like trying to not put my opinions on the content, really. But rather to make it as representative as possible for as many parts of the region as possible, at the same time as I tried to explain how we, you know, are all similar, at the same time as we are very different from each other as well.
So talk about some of those similarities. What are some of the landmark flavors and ingredients that are used all across the region and all the countries?
Well, there are none of those.
Okay, that's okay.
and that's the thing, you know, because people often ask for like a pan-Nordic dish and they don't exist. And there are many other kind of cultural factors that we do share. But one thing that really defines the way people eat, that